USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that enhances the ability for federal officials to deny green cards to immigrants who are more likely to lean on government assistance and taxpayer dollars. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains a public charge rule.
Public charge is now defined in a way that ensures the law is meaningfully enforced and that those who are subject to it are self-sufficient.
Police say one person is in custody after shots were fired at a Chicago Veterans Hospital. This eyewitness tells CBS 2 in Chicago the man was looking for someone.
I told him I would find him, and then everybody was yelling and everything of that nature.
No one was hurt in the incident at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Attorney General Bill Barr vows to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr cited some serious irregularities at the federal jail facility that held Epstein in New York. Barr also says any co-conspirators should not rest easy, as the victims deserve justice, and they will get it. Demand is reportedly soaring for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the two recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents asking which product would offer the most protection. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200 to 300% rate nationally.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The deadly Legionnaires outbreak at an Atlanta hotel is being called the biggest in Georgia history. Attorney Chris Stewart says the outbreak was extensive.
This is the largest outbreak in Georgia history. This doesn't happen often because hotels have procedures and policies to monitor their water.
One person is dead and 11 other cases confirmed at the Sheraton in Atlanta. Now, the people stayed at the hotel between June and July. A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Xers say they feel lonely. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John DeMaster.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts saying that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe the curated versions of young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts say the issue is too complex and solutions must consider at least multiple societal causes. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A limited amount of baby spinach is being voluntarily recalled by Dole over possible salmonella concerns. The products include 6-ounce bags and 10-ounce clamshells with a use-by date of August 5th. Salmonella was detected in a random test conducted in Michigan. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.